This winter, I decided to build a first-class home, not for me, but for the birds. It had to be small enough to feel cozy, yet big enough to raise a family. The design had to be simple but intentional, crafted entirely from salvaged plywood. My goal was to create something functional, something beautiful, and most importantly, something birds would actually use. This design was suitable for robins, barn swallows, and eastern phoebes. For my next birdhouse, I plan to repurpose leftover cedar scraps from my sauna construction project, using the same template. Once I get the hang of it, I'll tackle a more intricate design tailored for the lively house wren. By scrounging supplies, I saved money, reduced waste, and felt like a charmed woodworker. Plus, cedar's natural durability and resistance to weather and pests made it a perfect choice for a birdhouse upgrade. When crafting homes for our feathered friends, the details matter. A birdhouse isn't just a decorative box, it's a lifeline. Here's my nest box, crafted with care from salvaged plywood, giving new life to old materials while creating a cozy haven for birds. Marvel at these majestic wonders, from the silent grace of owls to the powerful dive of ospreys and the elegant stance of blue herons. Humans have a reputation for destroying habitats, but we can flip the script. We can excel at creating them. That's why I picked up my tools to build a birdhouse. Not just any birdhouse, but one designed with the guidance of experts like those at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Nestwatch, who've spent decades studying what birds really need. Birdhouses, or nest boxes, are a lifeline for cavity nesting birds like chickadees, eastern phoebes, and nuthatches. North America's birds have seen a staggering loss of 3 billion breeding adults in the past 50 years. A big part of that loss comes from habitat destruction. Dead trees, where these birds make their homes, have been stripped away. And while finding shelter isn't the only challenge birds face, pesticides, predators, and glass collisions are all major threats. Offering safe homes can be a critical first step toward helping declining populations rebound. Here are snapshots of some incredible feathered friends. Pileated and downy woodpeckers, flickers, and the striking red-headed woodpecker. Sadly, this magnificent species has suffered a severe decline over the past half century due to habitat loss and changes to its food supply. Let's take action to ensure no species goes extinct on our watch. What makes a first-class birdhouse? Untreated wood like cedar or pine is a must. Avoid plastic, metal, or chemically treated wood that can overheat or off-gas toxins. Skip the cute perches. Birds don't need them, but predators love them. Stick to designs that mimic natural cavities. That entrance hole? It's not just a doorway, it's a species-specific invitation. Bluebirds need a 1.5-inch hole, while chickadees need 1.25 inches. Even a tiny variance can make or break a home's suitability. Add small ventilation holes near the top of the box to prevent overheating in summer, and include drainage holes in the bottom. Once your masterpiece is built, placement is everything. A birdhouse isn't a one-size-fits-all affair. Different species have different preferences. Here's the short list. Mount it right. Use metal poles rather than trees to keep predators at bay. Pick the perfect height. Mount chickadee boxes 5 to 7 feet off the ground, while bluebirds prefer 4 to 6 feet. Face the right way. Aim the entrance hole away from prevailing winds to protect nestlings from harsh weather. How can responsible nest box landlords avoid creating an ecological trap? Install a predator guard. In areas prone to predators like outdoor cats, squirrels, and raccoons, attach a metal or plastic faceplate around the entry hole to prevent predators from enlarging it. Use baffles on poles. These effective barriers prevent climbing intruders, such as squirrels and raccoons, from accessing the nest. Meet Gus. Don't be deceived by his cuteness. Orissa Taylor photo. Now, there's a way to help you build, win, and celebrate birds. Enter our photo contest to win a free, handcrafted nest box built with love and designed with the needs of our feathered friends in mind. Let's give these ancient rulers of the sky the home they deserve. Deepen your knowledge. If this quick guide has piqued your interest, dive deeper with resources from Cornell Lab of Ornithology's NestWatch. Their site offers detailed plans, placement tips, and monitoring guidelines to ensure your birdhouses are safe and effective. Birdhouses are just one way to support local wildlife. Complement them with bird feeders, water sources, and native plants for a year-round avian haven. This winter, why not try your hand at building your own birdhouse? Whether you follow a traditional design or unleash your creativity with unique touches, like covering it in moss for a natural, woodland feel, the possibilities are endless. Why birds are seriously cool? The birds that grace our skies today are living, breathing dinosaurs, an extraordinary link to a distant and fascinating past. Their story is one of resilience, transformation, and survival, rooted in the age of the mighty theropod dinosaurs. Features we associate with birds today: feathers, wishbones, hollow bones, and even behaviors like nesting, existed in their dinosaur ancestors. Here's to the birds, the sky's bold adventurers, the songwriters of dawn, and the living echoes of dinosaurs. May we honor their resilience and beauty with every nest box we build, giving them the shelter they deserve and the respect they've earned through millennia of soaring survival. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening, sustainable living, and the great outdoors. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.